Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for the ones that are here today. Thank you for the commitments, especially Miss Brenda has with picking up people and being such a devoted person. Lord, we just love her so much, and we just ask that you still be with her. I know there are times that she misses Dawn, and there's times she must feel lonely or undecisive. Lord, we just keep praying for her. We love you. Dear God, just be with Jim, Pastor, and I, and whatever Pastor has to deliver to us today. May we be reverent, respectful, and listen to everything he says because it's directed from you. Father God, just please station your angels around this church to watch over us and protect us, keep us safe. Father God, we just ask the manifestation of your Holy Spirit just to fill us up and to help us to know how much you love us today. God, we give this time to you because you're so worthy to be praised. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, so today it's Proverbs, we've all heard it, 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Stop overthinking. If it's God's will, it'll happen, and nothing will stop it. If it's not, God has a better plan. Don't worry. I think we have a whole society that people, they worry. You know, there's always something going on, and you find yourself, oh, I need to figure this out. I need to worry about this. Worry does nothing, but we do it. I've done it before. I do it a lot, and I go, nope, sorry, God. It's your plan. It's, like it said, if it's meant to be, it'll happen. If it's not, it won't. That's just cut and dry right there. I mean, that's just a great demand. If it's meant to happen, God will make it happen. If it's not, it's not going to happen. And we need to quit worrying about stuff. What I wanted to talk just a little bit about today is having peace in our lives. I know we've talked about this before, but we get bombarded with so much going on in our lives. Each of us in here have things that we're going through, things that are troublesome, things that make us tired, things that make us sometimes think, God, are you really here? Are you? But we know he is. He never leaves us. God, what are you trying to show me? And, you know, God wants us to have peace through all that. He wants us to trust him completely. But he wants us to have peace and joy and be happy. And I was so blessed yesterday. I went to Costco and got my gas because it was a lot cheaper. It's like $2.89 or $2.99. And this gentleman came out. We started talking to him. I started talking about the Lord, and he's a Christian, and it is so good that God just kind of hooks you up with people sometimes. And he's just a really nice guy. And I said, you know, I'm going to pray for you, Chester, because he has to work on Sundays and he can't go to church. And I said, what specifically can I pray for you? Is it your finances? Is it this? And he went, just for my protection. Now, I don't know what's going on, but I went, sure, you got it. I mean, God places people in our lives to pray for. There's a lady at the bougie Walmart at Forney. Her name's Rosa. She's a really nice black lady. She's going through a divorce after all these years. And she said, I just need to find an apartment because she wanted to move out, you know. And so Kimmy and I prayed for her, and she found an apartment. And I thought, God is so good. If we just open ourselves up and quit thinking about ourselves, God will put people in our lives and we can be that light in all the darkness. So we must have peace and we must encourage each other. We need to watch what we say because words, instead of encouraging, can tear down people. And that's not what we're supposed to do. You know, I told you, I think, last week or the week before, oh, I couldn't come because of COVID, that friend of mine that Tim Light, he did pass away. He had cancer in a month. He was gone. And their funeral's Tuesday. And some people, friends, came in and just started, just really, I don't know. They weren't very peaceful about it. They were just, you know, are you baptized? Are you going to heaven? Which, that's important. I get it. It's just the way they presented everything. And then the Timmy had just, he's wanted this truck for years, and he finally got this truck. He loved it. It's a Dodge Ram and all that. Well, the people that were so demanding before, they already asked, what is she going to do with the truck, that her son-in-law needs a truck. You know, when you grieve and something happens, like, you don't make big decisions right then, because you're emotional, and it hurt her feelings, and it's just been drama, and I'm just going, please God, just let this all go away. We don't need to talk about it. Some people are just more abrasive. I believe that's the word for them. They mean well, but they're very abrasive and opinionated, and they just, I don't know. They really hurt a lot of people, so their friendships are really being broken over them. But we need to be encouraging with all we say to people. Try to encourage. Don't tear down with our words, because those words can really get to us. And that's why I've had such a hard time. And I keep forgiving my mother, and then I'll be darned if I don't think of something else she said, and then I'm all again going, oh, I can't believe she did that. God says, forgive her. Not so much for her, but for you, for peace. We all need that peace. We need peace in our lives. We need to be happy. We need to have a good attitude. And I know if these things weigh us down, or these little worries we have, it gets to us and we start thinking bad, not bad in a bad way, but we start thinking, does God really love me? Does God really care? Is God listening to me? Am I listening to God? Can I hear God's voice? You say, well, what do you mean hear God's voice? Is it, hello, how are you doing today? No, it's the thing that comes in your head and then moves right to your heart. You feel it, you know it, and it's such a great feeling. It's such a great feeling to know that when God talks to us, even coming, I came up here to clean yesterday and to look for something for Pastor, and I was going home. I always want to go down 30 because that's what I've been doing for all my life, but I have to go 80 to go to Forney, and I was going to go to Forney and get cleaned up and then go back to Karen's and get some more clothes. And, so I was going down 80, and it was traffic. And I went, oh, I just don't want to sit in traffic. I don't have time. And God said, I just felt it in my heart. Go off this exit right here. So I went off the exit, went on down, got there in plenty of time, got home, everything worked out. It was just, everything was so smooth. I mean, God even wants us to know about our driving. I know, Jim, you and Pastor can't drive, but He wants to direct y'all in everything that you do. So that's what He wants. I had a heaviness about peace with us. And I think, God, yes, Bartimaeus needs peace right now, because we don't know what you're planning for our church. There's few of us. We know that you're here. That's the main thing, whatever you want to do. But we've got to have peace. We've got to feel that peace that surpasses all man's understanding. People don't understand it. What? Your husband died and you're still happy? You still can go along? Yeah, because God's in my heart. God's taking care of me. And that's what you're doing, Brenda, at this point. I know. And I know the struggles. You know, we do good, and then something will come up and spark a memory or whatever. I cried about David yesterday. And it just, you know, it just happens at different times. And I know, Kim, your wife has passed away. And it hurts. There's a hurt that you just don't know until it happens. But God still wants us to have peace during all of our trials, all of our issues. So whatever you're going through right now, God deserves the praise and the glory for it, because He's teaching you something. He's wanting you to learn something, perseverance and patience and guidance. And He wants to completely for us to give Him everything. Everything. There's nothing God doesn't want. you to talk to him about. Nothing. 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 I mean, if we get that in our heads, we'll be so much better, because then we're focusing on God and not on our issues. The more you pray for other people or you look out for other people, the better off you are, because you're not worried about your issues. You're contemplating on good things to happen. And that's what God wants, good things for us, because we learn every day new things. And if you're not learning new things with God every day, you need to check in with God and get in that prayer closet and start praying. Because the first thing, you know, I try to do every morning is, good morning, Lord. Thanks for waking me up. At this age, who knows, you know? So I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the house we have. I can't wait for y'all to come over. I'm grateful for the kinship that me and Kenneth and Kimmy have. He loves me like a mom. I mean, it's just so good. And I'm glad I had this opportunity to stay with my friend that has heart trouble. She's got to have a catheterization and stents put in her heart. And she didn't want to be by herself. I mean, sure, I'll come over. Is it hard? Yeah. It's really hard to do that. It's hard to be away from my house. And I fell in her utility room yesterday. And I thought, I can't get up. I know I can't get up, but I hollered at Kimmy, and I said, Kimmy, bring me a chair so I could crawl up with the chair. You know, it's just, we've got to turn everything over to God. If you're not, start doing it. Well, I have a brain, and I'm kind of smart. God wants me to figure some things out on my own. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. He doesn't need you to figure out anything. In fact, when we start figuring out stuff, we're usually going to pick the wrong thing.
Screw it up.
Yeah, it's going to screw up. And then we think, well, I did everything right. No, you didn't. You didn't talk to God first. So, peace for all of us. Encouraging words. Speak encouragement. Do not judge people. You know, it's so easy for me to just go, ooh, look at that part. No, don't do that. Don't you do it, Priscilla. I know I'm not going to judge. I'm not going to judge. Don't do it. And we've got to all be careful about that and speak encouraging words to one another. Always speak encouraging. If you can't say nothing nice, don't say anything at all. That's what we were all told. If you can't say anything nice about somebody, don't, just keep your mouth shut. You know? And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to talk encouraging words to people. Tell them, you know, tell them how much you care for them. Tell them how much you love them. I mean, we're all here for a short while. And yes, we have eternal life. But what, we need to make a difference while we're here. That's what God wants us to make a difference while we're here. Win more souls for God. And so they can have what we're going to have, eternal life. One day we're going to see David and Don and all the people that we've lost. Anita, Arvella, all these people. All of us have lost people. So let's live like disciples. Let's do good. And let's be encouraging. Don't talk down to people. Don't make fun of people. Don't be crass with people. Don't tell people that you think the hair looks ugly the way they did it. Just, if you don't like it, just go, oh, well, that's good. I'm so happy you like it, you know? What do you think? I think it's great that you love it, you know? We just got to watch what we say. We don't want to tear down each other, especially us, because there's so few of us. What are we going to do, get somebody mad and not anybody go? So I'm hoping that we can all come to my house one Sunday. I'll cook, of course. I want y'all to see the house. And it's a little ways out there, but it'll be worth it. So we're few, but God is not through with us yet. And when we start thinking that, well, I guess Bartimaeus is going to go away. No, it's not. God didn't start it 68 years ago and then go, okay, I'm done with y'all. Goodbye. He's not going to. So let's just keep holding on, having faith, it's faith of a little mustard seed, it says, to move a mountain and be nice to everyone. Let's be nice to people. Let's be nice. And I know all of us in here are. We try to be nice. I know that. Oh, sorry. Anyway, that was all. Just give it all to God. Do not worry. If it's not supposed to happen, God has the last say on it. So if there's something you wish that would happen or something that you wish would come true or whatever, and it keeps going no, 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 it's because God's got something better for you. Always. And I'm just proud of all of y'all for keep coming. I'm sorry I didn't come, but Kimmy and Kenneth both had COVID. I just praise God I didn't get it. So
I did too.
I just love y'all, and I just want today to be a great day. Even though there's few of us, I think it's going to be something. God's going to move mightily today, and I believe that with all my heart. So that's all.
Oh, okay.